We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chad Morris, former offensive coordinator at Auburn, now head football coach in what's it like, coach? You know, we're not my partner here. He worked in Houston for a little while. I've never even been in the state of Texas outside of the airport. But, you know, you hear about high school football in Texas. It's like high school football in Ohio is big, right? Like it's we're one of the biggest states in the country in terms of high school football. But Texas, it seems like it's just like college football. It's crazy. What's it like? What is it like?
Well, I tell you, just to appreciate you guys having me on today.
Yeah.
It's being in college football the last 10 years and recruiting all over and coming up into Ohio and recruiting, there's some unbelievable high school football up there. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I grew up in Texas. Just to give you an idea, at the place that I chose to come back to work at, which is Allen High School, you can Google Allen High School, look at the stadium, and see, you know, just
$60 million, Adam. $60 million is what it costs. It's crazy.
Yeah, and there's roughly 22,000 to 24,000 every home game.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah every home game. My son graduated from a school not too far from where I'm at right now, and in his state championship game, he had 53,000 there. So it's crazy. It's kind of hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But we've got from ninth grade up through 12th grade, I've got over 500 kids that play football.
Yeah, wow. Chad, like I explained it to Adam or to anyone else, you know, because spending time in Houston, like I know how crazy it is. If they've ever seen the movie Varsity Blues, basically every head coach is some version of Bud Kilmer, but it's like the movie's just, it's like so spot on.
What about Friday Night Lights? Is that, which is a better representation?
Well, I would probably say Friday Night Lights. I've had many a for sale sign stuck in my front yard coaching high school football.
Really? People like one loss and people want you out, huh?
No, yeah. You'd get fired quicker as a high school coach in this state than you would be an offensive coordinator at Clemson. That's what I would always tell Dabo when I was with him.
So. That's great. Folks, everybody check.
You know,
go ahead.
I was at Lake Travis with, when Baker was there.
Oh, Baker,
freshman.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, folks, everybody go check out this the pictures of the state. I did 8 years of play-by-play at Division III football. It's college, but it's Division III, and I never worked ever in a stadium anywhere close to looks as nice as this. You brought up Baker, Coach. Let's talk about Baker. When you saw him back in those days, did you think he was going to be – you know, last year he really, I think, you know, became a good quarterback. He had some ups and downs in the NFL. Obviously, he was great in college. But he really kind of arrived last year with this team. What did you think of him then? What do you think of him now?
Well, I think that, you know, watching him and knowing him and knowing the competitor that he is, he'll continue to get better every year. And that was, you know, when I coached him, he was a freshman. And then I remember just how competitive he was. And he didn't care if he was going up against a senior which we had Garrett Gilbert, which is
with
the Dallas Cowboys. So Garrett was there. Garrett was with Cleveland with you guys for a year.
Yep.
And so I had Garrett there, and Garrett was a senior, and Baker was a freshman. And, I mean, he didn't care. He was going to compete. And that's the one thing that I know about him. He's such a fierce, fierce competitor. And I know Coach Carter, the head coach there, had told me when I was at Clemson as OC, he said, Coach, I'm telling you, you better offer this guy. And And I said, man, we've got a guy by the name of Deshaun Watson committed to us. I can't. If I do this, I'm going to lose this one. So, but it's just I think the world of Baker, I think he's got a great career ahead of him.
Well, that's so interesting to me because Baker out of Lake Travis, and again, you were the Garrett Gilbert years when you guys went back-to-back, state title champions, everything under the sun. But, you know, Baker came out of Lake Travis and only had three scholarship offers, SMU, Rice and Louisiana Tech, if the last one is right on my memory.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's interesting. You were thinking about him at Clemson, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we were talking about him. I mean, had we not had Deshaun committed to us, and we had told Deshaun that, look, if you commit to us, we're not going to take a quarterback in the next class. And so, and he was part of that next class. And so we didn't want to go back on our word. But it's a, you know, it just tells you that in college football recruiting, there's no science to it. You know, you see Baker wins a Heisman and, you know, first pick of the draft. I mean, it's amazing. And, man, I'm so proud of him and his family.
We're talking with Chad Morris, high school coach at Allen High School in Texas, former OC at Auburn. Coach, let's talk about Anthony Schwartz, who was the third-round pick of the Browns this past weekend. Fans are very excited. We're excited to see him just run and then play football. But what do you think of this kid, and what do you think his prospects are in the NFL?
Well, we call him Flash. I tell Flash, I say, look, man, if I was as fast as you are, I'd never own a car. I'd just run everywhere I go. And he's so dynamic and electric when the ball's in his hands. And you know, one of the things we really worked on him this year was working on his intermediate routes and his option routes and understanding coverages and linebacker leverage. And I thought he did a really good job of that. And I think the ceiling for him is unlimited. I mean, he can go as high as he wants to go. I mean, this guy is definitely a dynamic pro, and he'll be a professional. I promise you that.
So there's no concerns about his track career or anything like that never got in the way?
No. I think he had kind of made his mind up, especially going into this past year, that this was going to be his next step in his career was football.
Okay, because I'm looking at his speed, and I'm thinking, even if he was initially a track star, he instantly becomes the fastest player on any NFL field, and I'm trying to figure out why he went to the third round. Some people had him mocked the fourth or fifth, but you take that type of speed, working in the off seasons with Randy Moss. We talked to Gus Malzahn yesterday. He says his work ethic is off the charts. I mean, this guy seems to me like a steal.
Oh, he is. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, it was when he got drafted and especially to Cleveland, I thought, man, he'd get him in there with Baker, and this guy's going to flourish and have a great career.
Coach, when you in the NFL, you know, obviously he can run the ball, he can catch the ball. Do you think he can be used in the NFL in the backfield? I mean, obviously you got Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb here, so there's not that many touches available in the backfield. But can he be used that way as well?
Well, I think when you talk about Flash and what his skill set is. He's obviously trying to stretch the field vertically as well as stretch the field horizontally. To ask the guy to run between the tackles, I don't know if that's where he will flourish at. He'll do it because he's a tough kid, but I think you'll see him being utilized with balls getting out on the edge and really trying to stretch that defense vertically and horizontally.
I want to read you Pro Football Focus's summary of him briefly because I want to see how much of this you disagree with. They said he's the definition of a one-trick pony. He's a receiver in name only. He struggles to track the ball, run nuanced routes, and play through contact. Add his lack of play strength to the mix, you have a pure gadget player. When I watch him, I don't get pure gadget player. What do you see?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, I think with what we asked him to do this year and growing his knowledge of coverages and understanding getting in and out of his breaks, I think that he definitely improved in that regard. But no, absolutely not. I think the way that he's been used in college has been suited to his skill set, and he'll continue to get better and continue to grow and really develop.
What part of his game, Coach, do you think has to that he needs to work on or improve the most heading into the NFL?
Well, I think the biggest thing is understanding all coverages and leverages off the coverages. And, you know, watching him do that this year and improve, I think there's always room for improvement, you know, for anybody in that regard.
Coach, I saw a photo. You spent a lot of time in the SEC, and I saw a photo the other day, and it was Alabama quarterbacks, and it had Tua, it had Jalen Hurts, and it had Mac Jones. Of those three, if you had to put your dollar down, who do you think will have the best NFL career?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Of course, going against all those guys, man, that's a tough one. I like Jalen and what he's doing. But I tell you what, don't underestimate Mac, because watching him this year and how he improved and what he did this year was impressive. So I Mac's gonna have a great career.
Coach, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this year.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Chad Morris, the head coach at Allen High School in Texas.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.